This is the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Coming up, part one of my interview with Republican congressional candidate Lauren Boebert. Plus, a new study adds to growing evidence that cities with more undocumented immigrants do not experience higher crime rates. First, here's Jody Peterson with headlines.
On October 14th, Montrose County School District confirmed that an individual in a Montrose High School Cohort B classroom has tested positive for COVID-19. Six staff members and 36 students are now in quarantine. The school has already contacted all affected individuals. In Grand Junction, the Laurel House has officially opened, providing some young people who've been experiencing homelessness in Mesa County with a stable place to live. The Grand Junction Sentinel reports that residents are 18 to 24 years old, and they'll find support at Laurel House for learning some basic home skills, as well as help with resumes and applying to jobs or schools. Rocky Mountain Health Plans and Mind Springs Health provide services at the Laurel House, which is staffed 24/7. This year, it's especially important for Coloradans to get the flu vaccine, according to the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. Coming down with the flu and COVID-19 at the same time could lead to more serious complications, and flu cases could overwhelm clinics and doctors already taxed by treating COVID patients. Here's Dr. Eric France of the State Health Department.
It's important to remember that flu illness is a serious disease, and if you're unlucky, you may end up in the hospital. Everybody over the age of 6 months should be vaccinated.
For information and to find nearby providers, go to the website fluvaxcolorado.org. For KVNF News, I'm Jody Peterson.
A new study adds to the growing evidence that cities with more undocumented immigrants don't see more crime because of them. Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
This latest study looked at more than 150 metro areas, including cities like Salt Lake, Denver, Las Vegas, and Boise, and it found that, on average, undocumented immigrant populations didn't have an effect on violent crime rates. In fact, the evidence suggests the presence of undocumented and documented immigrants actually decreased the rates of property crime. Robert Adelman led that study. He's a professor at the University at Buffalo in New York.
Immigration is often tied to crime, often unfairly, because the science sort of at the community levels doesn't support this conclusion that more immigrants bring more crime.
The main difference between this study and others was the use of newer immigration population estimates from Pew Research and the Migration Policy Institute. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
Republican Lauren Boebert is running for Congress in the 3rd District. She's a business owner with a GED and no previous government experience, who says freedom itself is at stake in this election. Should voters choose a novice with a gun on her hip over a veteran politician known for bipartisan compromise? I interviewed Lauren Boebert by phone on Thursday. Here are a few of the questions and answers. My guest today is congressional candidate Lauren Boebert. Thanks for speaking with KVNF.
Thanks so much for having me on, Gavin.
So the map of Colorado's 3rd Congressional District is vast, of course, covering much of rural Colorado cities, including Pueblo, Grand Junction, Montrose, Durango, Steamboat, Glenwood, Rifle, Delta. There are more registered Republicans than Democrats in the 3rd District, and there are more independents than either. You've electrified the Republican base after upsetting Scott Tipton in the primary. Why should an undecided independent who wants to send someone to Washington to solve problems choose you over your opponent?
Well, because I'm for the economy and I'm actually for the people. So my opponent has been attacking me personally because she can't win on policy. Her policies destroy our economy. They kill our jobs and bankrupt our country. That's not something that we can proudly stand for by any means. We are more than 80% federal lands here. We have some of the cleanest energy resources that this world has to offer, and we can extract it more responsibly than anyone else in the world. Our guys do a great job at it. We have the Jordan Cove pipeline that we could export our clean liquid natural gas to these countries who are currently dependent on communist dictators for their energy. And my opponent wants to side with Iranian terrorists and outsource our energy to China and Africa, where we know that child and slave labor is often used. So this Jordan Cove pipeline that she refuses to support would create international markets, and it would affect us right here at home and bring high-paying jobs here and help support the small businesses that are throughout this very large district. We have 29 counties here in this district, 52,000 square miles. It's incredible. And I have been traveling every bit of it. And I'll tell you, that sure beats hanging out in the basement. I have been connecting with the people each and every day, hearing from them and working on plans on how I could effectively represent them. I want to represent the issues that they are bringing to my attention when I'm in D.C. And I want to bring more of Colorado values to D.C. and get more of D.C. out of Colorado.
The FBI recently busted militia members who were allegedly plotting to kidnap and murder the Democratic governor of Michigan. Trump's Homeland Security Department just published a new report this month that states, quote, particular concern about white supremacist violent extremists. So what is your message to white supremacists or anyone else who wants to use violence or intimidation to shape the election outcome or resist the results of the upcoming vote count?
So there's no room or no excuse at all for any kind of violence or terrorism. And I would like to redirect that question towards members of Antifa or even BLM that we're seeing. In fact, here in Colorado, Project Veritas has just released a story about a Colorado Democrat Party executive committee member. His name is Chris Jacks, and he openly admitted that he is fine with lying, cheating, and stealing to win the 2020 elections. He's talked about just going out and randomly killing people and bringing guillotines back. So if there's anything that we need to focus on, I think it's these people who are openly admitting that this is what they said and stand for, and they are actively working in political parties to influence elections.
So you're not concerned about the Trump Homeland Security report that is worried about the white supremacist violence. That's not something that you see as big of a threat as left-wing violence.
Any violence is a threat and needs to be condemned. Absolutely. I just think it's interesting that the stories usually leave one side out. There are people who have ill motives all across our country, and yet we only usually hear about a select few of them. We have a white man wanting to kill people with guillotines right here in Colorado, and everyone is ignoring it. We have a Nine News reporter who was mocking people for staying in their homes and, quote, cleaning their guns and wouldn't go into the city of Denver because they felt that it was dangerous. A Nine News reporter was mocking them for that. But then he himself hired security guards to go into Denver, and that security guard shot and killed an innocent man. I mean, this should be the talk of our state and of our country right now. And everyone is turning a blind eye to this.
That's Republican congressional candidate Lauren Boebert. We'll hear part two of the interview on our next newscast, and then I'll speak to Democratic congressional candidate Diane Mitch Bush next week. I'm Gavin Dahl. Thanks for listening.